This community update was brought to you by Uradio.
So we're going to take a moment to find our center. So what I would like everyone to do is to put their feet really far apart. And I want you to feel how that feels.
Rachel E. Smith, a theater and film artist and educator, is no stranger to hosting workshops. However, a suggestion from a colleague and a chance encounter at an event pulled her out of her comfort zone and into the creation of a workshop on leadership.
Well, I'm taking the tools that I already have and the exercises that I already do, and I'm just changing it into a different format. And so it's just, for me, about changing the context of it. So I'm taking something that I would do in an acting class and simplifying it and making it a little bit less scary for people who may not be comfortable in an acting kind of setting.
The first workshop of the three-part series was held on April 8th and explored communication and how strong communication stems from self-awareness.
The first thing you have to do is a version of awareness. You just have to wake up. James Clear had, I don't know if you've read James Clear's book. I haven't actually read it.
Smith presented this through physical movements combined with theory by her co-facilitator, a music educator, and an IEA-certified Enneagram coach, Tamara Craker.
I really believe that self-awareness is a skill that you can practice. And so what I do is give people tools for that, and not just tools, but a deeper understanding of what's underneath it. I think in education, we used to teach math facts, and then we started teaching why math was the way that it was. And ultimately, we need both. We need ways that we can practice, and we need the understanding behind it.
In their presentation, Craker utilized the theory of Maslow's hierarchy of needs to better understand how the human psyche works and helps support people to develop into great leaders. Smith then brings those concepts into the physical body.
I like to bring concepts into the physical body because that's how I learn, is by bringing kind of grounding concepts. And so I really wanted Tamara to tell me what she was planning on doing so that I could come up with exercises so that we could put into practice the concepts that we were doing.
This ebb and flow of physical and theory came naturally, explained Craker, with their unique perspectives and skill sets complementing each other.
Honestly, the planning was easy. We decided we wanted to draw people in with building up their own personal leadership and helping them develop the skills that they would need to go to the next level of leadership. And we both have training in those areas that help people with that.
There, however, was one small snag. Their first workshop didn't have the numbers they anticipated, but the two were not deterred, with Craker saying it was a learning experience.
Nothing is the way you expect it to be the first time around. So there will always be, it's the first time you've done it. So either your slides won't work, or people won't come, or your camera won't work. Something's going to happen. So you just need to be really accepting of where you're at in the process and give yourself a chance to reflect and change it next time.
With a small attendance, for Jonathan Bailey, that meant a personalized experience.
So I want to see you walking around the space as if you're really angry about something. So you can be stopping, you have your arms crossed.
Bailey is an entrepreneur and practitioner in sound and chromatherapy. And for him, the workshop was an opportunity for self-reflection.
I like to see where I'm at on the journey of evolution, of self-evolution. And it's been a while. Like I go through the process of, you know, meditating, going to meditation school, and so and also to see where everybody else's perspective on self-awareness and leadership is, right?
Looking ahead, Smith and Craker said they are excited about future workshops and eager to refine their outreach to reach even more participants. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.